Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning, Eric McElroy, waking you up. Joining me live on the telephone right now, this guy is busy. He's going to be performing live at Kickin' Country tomorrow night. That's a special unplugged show right there in Bolivar, just seconds off of Route 77. That's Kickin' Country. And then the very next night, he's going to be performing in the Y Live 2018 Music Fest, opening up for Morgan Wallen and Florida Georgia Line. It's Chris Higbee joining me. Chris, how are you?
What's happening? Good, man. How you doing?
Man, I am fantastic. Thanks for taking the time out. Like I said, I know you're a busy guy at this moment. How's summer going for you so far?
It's going too fast, man. I mean, everybody knows it was like rainy and cold there in April and the first part of May, and we're like, we can't wait for summer to start. And it feels like it just started, and here we are, almost over.
Yes, summer is it's waning right before our very own eyes. Listen, I already mentioned you're going to be at Kickin' Country tomorrow, and you have the big show coming up on Saturday as well. We'll talk more about that in a moment. First, I know I talked to you yesterday. Weren't you in like West Virginia or Pennsylvania? Where the heck were you yesterday?
Oh, it's hard to say, man. We do about 150 to 170 shows a year, and we're in about 11 states, and, you know, sometimes it gets so blurry that I have to have my production manager write the town that we're playing in, so I, A, pronounce correctly, and B, remember what state that we're in, you know, because you just wake up and you hit it. But I'll tell you, man, I don't remember what town we are, but I remember the faces and the people that we play for, because I'm going to tell you what, we are having an outstanding summer. We got the new album. My son's on it. My wife's on it. My little girl's on stage with us, and we are having an absolute blast.
Yeah, you know what? Let's talk about you musically right now. Your album, like you said, is out at the moment, and your current single, Superhero, which is featuring Alex Higbee. That's your son, right?
It is, yeah, my 8-year-old son. It's, you know, superhero movies are big now. So, you know, that's kind of our thing. You know, I always try to take an evening, a week, and sit with my son or take him to a movie or my kids. Everybody, you know, likes these superhero movies. And I was thinking, man, how do you compare to these superheroes, you know? And that's what the song's about, you know? I don't have superpowers, but I'm your superhero because, you know, the father-son relationship and the love that we share for each other, and he has a ball singing it, and he plays fiddle on it, and, man, just what a cool tune. The first time I ever played it live, I played in front of about 5,000 people, and I bawled like a freaking baby watching him sing it with me. You know what I mean? It was just me and him on fiddle, him singing, and me on a guitar, and it was the most euphoric thing that's ever happened to me on stage. I mean, I played for stadium shows. I played, you know, anywhere. And that is the one thing that's like the coolest moment that's ever happened to me on stage. So,
yeah, I'm sure it has to rank up there. You up there with your kid, and then let alone just to have your child on a record with you. I'm sure that was pretty cool. But now you're taking it to that next level. He's performing with you and everything else, which is awesome. Of course, Chris, if anybody wants to get a hold of your music, it's out there on iTunes. Also, ChrisHigbee.com. Yep. You're available on social media, Facebook, Twitter. I'm sure you're on Instagram too, right?
Yeah, we got all those things hooked up and lined up. You know, it's a social media world out there, so we're taking as much advantage of it as you can.
You know that. You know that. That's kind of how you get the word out nowadays. And, of course, radio. Can't forget about that, Chris.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, listen, your unplugged show tomorrow night at Kickin' Country right there in Bolivar. It's $5 for folks who want to get in. KickinCountry.net for more. Chris, we're forming a great relationship ourselves with Kickin' Country there. I know you've been there quite a few times. I don't know if you've ever done an unplugged show there, but for folks who've maybe never seen you perform live or seen you do an unplugged show, what can we maybe expect tomorrow night?
Well, you know, my typical show at Kickin' Country is the big lights and the big PA and the smoke and the sound and the jumping around and the craziness. And this show is a little bit more laid back. But people tell me all the time where they come out and see us and they come and see this acoustic show, they say, you know, what's nice about it is you joke around a lot more, and it's a lot more personable because you're just kind of kind of hanging out, and you know, they come right up to the stage, and I, you know, ask them what song they'd like to like me, you know, what original they'd like me to hear, and I tell stories about why I wrote a song, and it kind of really connects me to the audience a lot more. So, you know, just kind of different feel, and I really like these kind of shows.
Yeah, that's Chris Higbee performing live at Kickin' Country tomorrow night, just seconds off of Route 77 in Bolivar, kickincountry.net. Also find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. That's Chris Higbee there, a live special Unplugged show tomorrow night. And Chris, like you said, it may be a little more subdued than your normal shows that you do at Kickin' Country or anywhere else, but you may need to save your energy a little bit because the very next night, boy oh boy, you're going to travel all the way to Youngstown and take part in the YLive 2018 Music Fest. But you, my friend, opening up for Morgan Wallen and Florida Georgia Line. How cool is that?
You know, when we originally signed to do this whole thing, I don't think they were expecting the response for me playing there. And I was supposed to get like 25 minutes, and I'm actually getting 45. They doubled my time because they were so impressed with our you know, just the popularity of the band.
Yeah, of course.
And what we're doing there. Yeah. So, man, we're excited. Anytime you get to open up for a national, especially one as big as Florida Georgia Line, I mean, you know, it always puts a different, it's a different energy because, you know, you're a little bit, not nervous, but kind of jittery because there's a lot happening on that stage, and it's the whole day is just packed with one schedule after the next. So, but man, we are so looking forward to it. It's going to be a party. And no, I don't have to be subdued for that because if there's one thing I have a plethora of, it's energy.
Indeed. If anybody has ever seen you perform live, they certainly know that. But yeah, it's going to be a great show. That's Saturday at Stambaugh Stadium. It's the YLive 2018 Music Fest. But before that, of course, you'll be at Kickin' Country tomorrow night, and you mentioned it. Yep. You mentioned not so much nerves performing a big gig like that, but just those butterflies. You get excited just like anybody else would, you know. It's just like before I crack the mic, before I do anything, you still get those butterflies every now and again.
Sure. And you know, I get that whether I'm playing at Kickin' Country or we're playing tonight at the Greene County Fair down the corner of Pennsylvania and at the Saturday show with them, you know, it's just a lot of planning goes into it. You know, everybody watches you play up on stage, and for every, I don't know, minute of music that you hear, there's a half an hour or 10 minutes of setup and making phone calls and advancement. And you know, when my buddies come on the road with me and they experience a couple of days of what we do, they're like, holy cow, this is a whole different ball game. So, you know, there's a lot of preparation going on the road and mental health and physical health and eating right and trying to keep that energy level and that clarity about you.
That's right. It's Chris Higbee talking to me now live on the telephone somewhere in Pennsylvania is where he's at. Of course, tomorrow night, Kickin' Country right down the road from us in Bolivar, then Youngstown at the YLive Music Fest on Saturday. Then you'll be hanging around the PA, Ohio area for the next couple of weeks. You got a show in Boardman on August the 17th. I also see Saturday, September the 8th, Canton, Jersey Sports Grill. Chris, I live up in Canton. I've seen your trailer and your gear and you guys up there a time or two before. So
yep.
You get up to Canton every now and again.
Well, as a matter of fact, we just did the whole Hall of Fame. We did two shows at the Hall of Fame. We did the Friday night big party, and then we did the fashion show. So both of which were really, really cool.
Yeah, you get to meet any Hall of Famers, any guys with a gold jacket, Chris?
Yeah, I met them all.
Very nice.
I met them all, and, you know, yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, we were up there, too, our sports department and everything, covering all the festivities. It's a crazy weekend up there when that goes down. But you'll be crazy and busy this weekend, Chris. Listen, thanks for taking the time to join us. Once again, you'll be at Kickin' Country tomorrow night, live special Unplugged show. $5 gets you right in. Those beautiful Kickin' girls and Chris Higbee will take care of you after that. And then, of course, the big show Saturday, the YLive Music Fest. Chris opening up for Florida Georgia Line and Morgan Wallen. Chris, best of luck.
Yep.
Thanks for taking the time. And we wish you nothing but great success moving forward. All right, buddy?
All right. Thank you, Eric. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Chris. Thanks a lot. That's Chris Higbee again joining me live on the phone. We'll see you guys at Kickin' Country tomorrow night.